President Obama announced this week new regulations to cut carbon emissions. And now the U.S. ambassador to Canada wants to convince the Canadian government to take bolder action on climate change. Von Palmer is a political columnist for the Vancouver Sun, and he joins us with more on that and other news from Canada, as he does every week at this time. So, Von, I want to get right to it. What exactly is the U.S. trying to say to Canada, or saying to Canada, about climate change?
Well, the new ambassador from the United States to Canada, Bruce Hayman, just took up his job last month, so he's new. First speech happened to coincide with the president's announcement on emissions, and he said he hopes Canada will also take action on emissions. We don't have a huge problem here with coal. We don't have a lot of coal generation. There's none in British Columbia, and it's not our major source of emissions. Our major source of emissions is oil and gas, and so that's what he's talking about. He's urging Canada to take action on that. Did say in the same speech, however, that it's not quid pro quo. That doesn't mean that if we don't do anything right away, the United States won't approve the Keystone Pipeline. He's not saying the United States will approve the pipeline. He's just saying the two issues aren't tied.
He's saying we're
hard to believe they're not, really.
Yeah.
But that's what he said.
Everyone likes being lectured to. How's the Canadian government responded?
Oh, that's okay. You know, ambassadors he's new. Look, our environment minister came out and pointed out that the Canadian government already has a policy to reduce emissions from coal. Our targets are more ambitious than those in the United States. All this, of course, is true, but as I said, the big difference between the two countries is that Canada is not that heavily reliant on coal-fired generation. We export a lot of coal to other places, but we don't burn a lot of it here. We've got a lot more hydropower in Canada. We use natural gas-fired generation. We have some nuclear power, but basically, we don't have a lot of coal.
So could these new regulations in the U.S., without Canada really responding to this at all, would these new regulations affect Canada?
Yeah, the big effect here is this, and this has a major effect, could have a major effect in British Columbia. If the United States really is going to reduce the amount of coal it burns to generate electricity in the United States, the companies that mine coal in the United States are going to continue to want to ship it somewhere else. And it's already being exported, of course, in the United States, and there'll be a lot more pressure to export it. People in Washington State and Oregon will be familiar with the resistance on the U.S. West Coast to more coal shipments, and that's putting pressure on the Port of Vancouver. There's growing pressure from American coal producers to ship the coal through the port facilities in and around Vancouver. There's public hearings being held on that. British Columbians have concerns about coal dust. British Columbians have concerns about shipments of thermal coal. BC ships a lot of coal, of its own coal, out of British Columbia, but it's metallurgical coal. It's used to make steel. There's a recognition that thermal coal is a bigger issue for climate change because it's used to generate electricity, and of course, the places we're sending it to are burning it, even if we're not.
So the Obama administration says we need a 30% cut in emissions from CO2, and they're focusing there on coal. That means it's going to affect the price. That means there's going to be a push for coal producers to export more of their coal.
Yeah.
And it may be that it doesn't go to Oregon and Washington now. It goes through British Columbia.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, some of it already goes out there. And look, it's understandable that the coal producers, say, in Wyoming are going, well, you know, there's a lot of resistance to shipping it through Bellingham, shipping it through the mouth of the Columbia River. As you know, there's a whole range of issues up and down the coast on this. So, yes, they're looking at the ports in British Columbia. There's the great big West Shore terminals just south of the city of Vancouver, right down by the ferry terminal there. They're already shipping U.S. coal. And there's a proposal for a couple of other places, a couple of other docking facilities in British Columbia to take it as well. There's a movement to stop that in British Columbia. People concerned about coal dust, people concerned about the Burlington Northern Railway hauling the coal into British Columbia through suburbs of Vancouver, putting it on ships and hauling it out.
Von, I want to also get to the issue with the sewage plant in Victoria. This has been going on forever.
Ever.
What's the latest on that?
Oh, what a mess. You know, I regret ever saying this thing was going ahead. The whole thing has fallen apart. They were going to build they had already done site preparation for a site at the entrance to Victoria Harbor. The municipality that controls the zoning and the land there, Esquimalt, rejected it. The provincial government refused to step in and overrule them. So the regional government here, in and around the provincial capital, is looking at new sites. And what you're seeing is some of the local governments are peeling off and looking at their own plans. The city of Victoria now is thinking of building its own sewage treatment plant. There's a suburb named Colwood is doing the same. Basically, it's a mess. The whole thing is broken down. I have no idea when we're going to put it back together again or how. But I'll keep you posted in case anybody down there in Washington State thought we were going to keep our word on this after 25 years.
Well, I remember the protester, Mr. Floaty. I'm wondering is he going to come out of retirement now?
There's some thought that he may have to put the giant turd costume back on, if you'll excuse the expression. My old line was that many cities have a town fool, only Victoria has a town stool, so he may come back.
Von Palmer, thank you so much.
Bye-bye, David.
He's a columnist for the Vancouver Sun and a regular on the Record. You can hear him every week at this time on the Record on KUOW.